One of the things that I read a lot about in my disability cases are IQs and IQ tests. And I have found that many people that I represent have significant deficits when it comes to IQs. I'm Michael Wells, and this is Legal Fact and Fiction. One of the frustrating things that I run into when I'm practicing law and when I'm handling disability cases, and I run into a judge who is really unsympathetic to someone with a lower functioning IQ. And what do I mean by lower functioning IQ? I think anything in your 60s or 70s is a significantly low IQ. I had a client recently who lost a disability case who I didn't think they should have lost, and their IQ was 67. And the judge referred to this IQ as a moderate level IQ. Well, the average IQ is 100. That's sort of the average. So obviously something that is that low, that is 67, is extremely low. That's generally viewed as mentally handicapped. So it is something that is a real problem. And the person who has that is not going to be able to function in any type of work environment. It's just going to be too difficult. Now, you say, well, can't they do simple routine and repetitive tasks? It's going to be difficult to do that even at that intelligence level and to sustain that for 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, because that is significantly impaired. Now, I've seen lower IQs, but to consider that a moderate IQ, I think is just ridiculous. Now, to some extent, it is set up that way in the law, but to have an IQ that is that low, I just don't see what you can do regardless of your age and regardless of what you're doing physically. It's my belief that if you have an IQ that's this low, you should be able to get disability right off the bat. You shouldn't have to go through for several years and wait and wait and wait until you go in front of a judge and you get in front of an unsympathetic judge. And some of them are that way, where they do not give disability to much of anybody. This particular judge just doesn't give disability to much of anybody. And I think he seems to be somewhat opposed to it, which is really unfortunate, because it should be based on what the cases are, you know, what the evidence is, you know, whether or not you prove disability. It shouldn't be about percentages of giving people disability. That should be immaterial. It should be about what the evidence says. And somebody who has a 67 IQ is just not going to be able to sustain any type of competitive employment. And if you can't sustain competitive employment, you should be disabled under the statute. But clearly this particular judge disagreed. So what we will do is appeal and hope to beat him on appeal, which can happen and does happen. And we'll just have to see what happens. But 67 is a very, in my opinion, low IQ.